Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, Think Big Radio listeners. This is Cassandra Miss Sunshine McGee, here your host today. I'd like to thank all of you for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Our co-host tonight is none other than the man himself, Big. How you doing, Big?
How's it going, Miss Sunshine? I can't wait to get this interview started. Got a very exciting guest, and we really appreciate that even though we had those technical difficulties, she was able to schedule herself on a Friday party night. So thanks for thinking big with us again.
Okay. Yes, our wonderful and outstanding guest tonight is Eve Rose Stewart from Richmond, Texas, and she'll be talking about how to be successful at your own business and mistakes that keep you from getting ahead. How are you tonight, Eve?
I'm fantastic. And yourself?
I am wonderful, and thanks again for joining us this evening. And before we get started on your great story, can you give our listeners your contact information, your website, email, and contact information?
Excellent. You guys can reach me at area code 832-236-4521. You can email me at the letter yrstewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, at gmail.com, as well as you can visit me at www.ystewart.info.
Okay, and let's go ahead and get right into it. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your company?
Well, I am an entrepreneur. I've been in business for the past 8 years. I've successfully built a business from home, but what's even more exciting and something that I'm very passionate about is being able to teach so many people how to do the same thing. I've been involved in the direct sales industry. I market telecom services not only here in the U.S. but globally. And with that, I teach individuals how to earn something called residual income, which all wealthy people need to have a piece of. That's when you're in a position that month after month, year after year, what you've done today, you're still reaping the benefits years to come.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit more about the telecom industry? So that
okay.
way the listeners know a little bit more about what you do.
Excellent. Well, first of all, I want to let everyone know I know nothing about how telecom works. I just simply know how to teach people how to be in a position that for the first time in history, major businesses are allowing everyday individuals such as you and myself to be in a position to make money. Instead of spending countless amounts of dollars in advertising, they pay us to refer consumers. So when you take a look at it, you look at cell phone companies, internet companies, satellite companies, and so forth. These are the companies that we promote, and on the back end, they pay us a percentage of those customers' bills every single month. But what's even more exciting is that there's a big thing taking place in telecom called voice over IP or digital phone service. You've probably seen commercials for companies like Vonage, Comcast, and Time Warner Marketing Phone Service. And what's happening is the days of us plugging our phone into the wall is being completely phased out. Now consumers are using the internet waves to communicate, and they can communicate for a fraction of a cost. So like with my company, we market for $24.95 a month. A person can call anywhere in the U.S., Canada, Puerto Rico, Europe, China, and other countries for less than $25. And
wow.
We market something. Yeah, but I get excited about that every time, $25.
Nice.
Plus, we market something called a video phone. And what this is it's a regular phone that you use in your home or can use anywhere where you have internet connection. And now instead of having a voice conversation, you can see the person. So although I'm here in Texas, I have family in Chicago. We get to see each other. I have family over in the Dominican Republic. We get to see each other. And we do this for $25 a month and talk all day.
Okay,
wow,
so let me get this right. For $25 a month, I can contact anyone, more or less, that I want within the United States, correct?
Yes,
as well as do video phone calls with these people at no additional charge.
Absolutely.
That
wow, that's
sounds like
a, Yeah, that sounds like a great asset, even for people that are conducting business together. And, well, another thing is I know that in the morning when I wake up, I'd hate to take one of those video calls. So do I have an option of I can go to video or I can just answer?
Absolutely. You have the option that you can do the blackout screen where someone doesn't have to see you at that present time, or you can do like a freeze frame where it can take like a picture of what you want them to see, and then that will be what's on the screen as you're talking to them.
Wow. So
it's awesome. And what I love about it is that telecom is completely revolutionizing the way that we do business. I mean, mm-hmm. I tell people when we were growing up, think about it. We used to laugh and watch the Jetsons and say, wow, you know, one day. And I laugh at it now that I have a 9-month-old. And by the time he's of the age to talk, he's not going to know anything about touch-tone phone calls. All he's going to know is that whenever he wanted to talk with grandma or grandpa or aunts and uncles, all he did was get on the phone and he saw them. So it's really putting people in a position that they can capitalize on something that people are going to use worldwide.
It sounds like you're definitely passionate about this industry and about this business. I got on your website, which is ysteward.com, and I read a statement from you, and it says, when I started, I was working 40-plus hours a week. In less than 2 years of part-time work, I left a high-paying position, paid off debts, built my dream home, and traveled the world with my husband and my children. And to me, that was so inspiring because, especially with the economy the way it is now, to be able to do all of these things, how were you able to accomplish that?
Well, with a lot of prayer, tears, and just having a sincere drive and passion for wanting more out of life. Just like many individuals who are probably listening to this, you know, I was taught that in order to have the American dream, you need to go to school, get good grades, and come out and get a good job. And what I realized was that it was not the American dream, it was the American nightmare. I knew plenty of people that went to college and came out of college with more in student loans than what they were earning. And,
exactly.
You know, and let's just think about it. Many of us know people, yes, they have college degrees, but they're probably not even working in the field for which they have their degree in. And
that is so true, especially with engineering careers and different careers. A lot of those are downsizing because of industry, so it's very true.
There you go. Absolutely. And, you know, I got into work, and I was like, okay, this is what it's supposed to be. So I went back to school and got my master's, and I was fortunate enough that, you know, I networked with someone who told me about a government position that was opening up, and I applied for it, and I received it. And it was exciting. And to everyone, it was like, oh, my gosh, here you are, 25 years old, have this high-power position. Yes, I had a downtown office. Yes, I was able to wear the power suit, but it was stressful and draining. I was on the clock 24 hours a day. You know, my supervisor felt that, you know, from 8 to 5, you deal with people. From 5 to 8 in the morning, you deal with paper. And
wow.
So it was like you had no life. And I started picking up books, you know, because I figured there had to be a way. And I started picking up books, and I picked up a book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And then I read a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And it's
awesome book.
Both are great books, and they both said you needed to have a business for your own. Of course, being around 25, I definitely didn't have any money to start anything. No one was going to give me any credit. And so I started looking into home-based businesses. And ironically, a coworker of mine, you know, I'd only known her for a few months. She asked me if I kept my business options open, and she told me to come out and take a look at something. I did not know what I was going to take a look at, but I went because I felt even if it wasn't something I was interested in, I should at least take a look at it because who knows what it might be. And that day, there was a gentleman who broke down the concept of making money anytime someone made a long-distance phone call. That concept made sense. And I got started that day, not knowing a single thing. I stepped out on faith. I had to invest $500. Luckily, that was what I received on my income tax return was $500. Mm-hmm. So I invested that $500, and I figured as long as I can make my investment back, who knows what this can do. Well, because of my busy work schedule, I really didn't have a lot of time. They customized it, showed me how to just take 15 minutes a day with concerted effort and make it work for me, that within my first 6 weeks of being in business, I saw my first check with the comma, and within 8 months of building a business part-time, I was matching a six-figure income part-time with what I was doing full-time. And then that's when I realized, Eve, you need to make a shift and, you know, take on this business full-time and leave this job for someone else.
Okay.
You know, Eve, one of the things that I like to comment on that a lot of people need to realize is that they have to come to a point where they make a decision, and one of your decisions was you decided, you know what, I've got an income tax check. I know I could use it for this, but I'm going to invest in myself. And we find time and time again that when people invest in themselves, they are always making the better choice. You first started with education or to find a new way, so you chose books, two great books that I've also read. The next thing was you took that certain amount of money. You said, I'm going to make this money work for me. As long as I can break even, at least it's a start. And that's what our big thinkers are all about, is investing in themselves and starting to do things so that they can benefit others. I really commend you. And that's just the statement that I wanted to make. Ms. Sunshine, you can carry on.
No, I was just thinking something similar, more or less, about how you said that when you started, you didn't know anything more or less about the business, and that more or less, but you made the choice that I need to do this as an investment for myself. I think a lot of times people get discouraged when they're looking at this is something that I'm interested in or this is something that may benefit me, but I don't know where to get started. So what kept you motivated? What was the big pull or draw for you to even get started, knowing that you didn't know a lot of information, you didn't have a lot of money, I guess, at the time to invest. So what was the thing that really motivated you to do so?
What motivated me was the fact that here I was in my 20s, and I didn't want to work to 65, let alone work till 30. And
okay.
The majority of people who I knew, let's think about it. How many of us know people who retire and they still are broke? They have to get a part-time job. They're dependent on family and friends or the federal government. And I just didn't want to live that life. I mean, we come up with this dream, the American dream of, you know, you work and then you retire and then you get to enjoy life. But who wants to enjoy life, you know, when they're taking so many different medicines just to make sure they're still alive? You know, you
exactly.
want to enjoy life now. And I just figured, you know, I needed to do something. I went against the grain. Was everyone supportive? No. I mean, my family was like, you have a master's. I mean, I was a week away from starting my doctorate program. And like
I tell people,
I was only going to get a doctorate because I felt it was going to make me more money. But I make more money than some doctors. So to me, I made a good decision.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more about that as far as the support system that you had in place and then those that weren't supportive. Because I think that sometimes when you're about to step out, what you call stepping out on faith or stepping out really trying to pursue a dream of your own, sometimes the things that prevent people is that they don't have the people in the corner that they really want. So tell me a little bit more about who was in your corner and then who, more or less, that you have to kind of silence, even if it was in your own mind, because you knew that this was something that you really wanted to pursue.
Well, up front, my parents, my mom and my dad, were both supportive. They were like, go for what you want, you know. If you can do it, put your mind to it, hey. Other than that, everyone else in my family were looking at me like, what is wrong with you? My friends, it was kind of funny because we all have friends and family members who we sit around and we talk about all these goals, all these dreams, all these ambitions, but it's kind of funny that when you step out and actually move forward and say, hey, let's do this, all of a sudden people are like, no, no, no. So they weren't supportive. They were like, you're crazy. And fortunately, the Lord blessed me with an individual, you know, that I was dating at the time, who was now my husband, who actually told me, he said, you know what, I know people who make money in direct sales. He said, direct sales is no different than any traditional business. He said, the only thing I can tell you is if you're going to do it, do it. Don't play with it. And I just figured, you know, in life, you're going to find mentors, and you have to find mentors. And what I often realize is I had a bunch of advisors. I had a bunch of people who told me what I need to do. You know, the individuals that want to tell you about your relationship, but they don't have one. Or someone who wants to tell you how to invest your money, but they don't even have a bank account. You know, I had a bunch of advisors. There you go. I had a whole bunch of those, but no mentors. So all I did was I found individuals. I found people who were successful in what I wanted to do, and I stuck with them. My mentor, you know, like I said, this is a gentleman that taught me everything I knew. You know, I listened to him, and, you know, I didn't question what he said, and, you know, because I figured he wasn't going to steer me wrong, because his philosophy was that if I make you just as good as me, if not better, I've done my part. And all I want you to do is turn around and do the same thing. And that was it. I surrounded myself around positive people. My car, I don't really listen to music as much, but now with a three-year-old and he wants to sing little songs, you know, I listen to that. My car is filled with motivational CDs, you know, inspirational things. I have a library, which is funny because when I got out of college, I joked and told people that I didn't want to ever read a book, and I'm surprised no one told me that I was crazy for making that statement, because if you're not continuously putting information in, you're dying, you're not growing as a person. I mean, I became a sponge because this world is negative, and you're going to also inflict negativism on yourself. You know, you're going to be like, oh, I don't think I can, I don't think I can. But if you have that positivity continuously flowing in, you know, things start to change.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Eve, real quick, can you get out your contact information so people will know how to get to your website and how to contact you?
Yes, you can reach me directly at 832-236-4521. You can email me at rstewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, @gmail.com, or you can visit me on my website, www.ystewart.info.
Outstanding. I think more or less that you're giving the listeners a wealth of information about overcoming what you're talking about, the self-proclaimed professionals that have no idea more or less how to offer advice, and if we were to listen to them, then we wouldn't be any farther along than they are. So let me ask you a question about the things that you were talking about tonight were mistakes that can keep you from getting ahead. Your topic was how to be successful at your own business, and that's some of the mistakes that keep people from getting ahead. So what were some of the key things that helped you reach the level of success that you have today?
One, you have to give yourself goals. Have short-term goals and long-term goals. Another thing about it is it's not just for you to have it written down. It needs to be posted up. When you come to my home, you know, our goals is completely throughout the house. You know, and it's not just for yourself, but it's for other individuals to hold you accountable as well.
Oh, wow.
Because when people see that, they're going to ask you about it. And then they're going to remember. And then on those days when you least think about it, you know, life has a mysterious way that this person will call you up and say, hey, how close are you towards that goal that you had posted up? You know,
so then they become part of your support system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Then you surround yourself with people who have the same vision as you. And as we talked about earlier, you have to invest in yourself. You're the hottest commodity. If you don't invest in yourself, who's going to invest in you? And, and something that I learned very early on was this. If you want to be successful, look at what everyone else is doing and do the complete opposite thing.
Expand upon that a little bit for me.
Okay,
what do you mean by that? Do the exact opposite.
Think about it. When you're coming up, remember when you were in elementary school And you'll have those one or two kids who just couldn't stand in line, you know, just had to do their own thing. If you were drawing a picture, their picture was just off the wall, completely different, and everyone looks at that person like, what's wrong with them? But if we look at it statistically speaking, those individuals are the Bill Gates, the Donald Trumps, the Oprah Winfrey's of the world, which means they didn't follow the grain. They went against
the risk takers.
Yes, they were the risk takers. That is what life is all about. Yes, you're not going to succeed all the time. Just take a look at it. You know, if you read individual stories who people idolize, you know, these individuals were not successful immediately. Look at Michael Jordan's story. Look how many times he failed. He couldn't even make the team, but he's one of the greatest NBA All-Stars of all time. And what I tell individuals is this. You know, yes, I may start on something and it may not go the way that I wanted to, but don't look at that and say, woe is me. Take that as a learning. Take that as a learning experience so that way you can prepare yourself for the next thing that's coming your way. I tell people failure doesn't happen as a negativity. It's not negative. What it's simply doing is preparing you for the best that's yet to come. So you're going to run across the small things now because as you sharpen your sword, when the bigger things come, you can slay that dragon.
Okay. So what have been some of the obstacles or challenges that you have faced as you've gotten to this level?
Some of the obstacles, people not believing in your goals and dreams. You know how people try to say, oh, you've changed.
Okay.
No, it's not that you've changed or I've changed. What happens is that when you start to go after your goals and dreams, the people around you, all you're showing to them is that they're not living out to their full potential. So it's easy for them to try to turn against you than to put the mirror on themselves and tell themselves to move forward. Other obstacles that I've run against is continuously having to stretch my goals. You know, just because you hit a goal, that cannot be your end-all, be-all. You have to continue to sharpen yourself to make things better. Continuous obstacles that I run across is that regardless of what I've been able to accomplish, some people still tell me it's not true. They tell me it's not true. I don't believe it. I don't believe that's your home. I don't believe that's your car. I don't believe that's your lifestyle. You know, it's funny, but you run across that.
You know, it's funny, when I saw that, I could tell right off that you were a real person, that you weren't just like, hey, let me use your place right now. Let me use your car so that I can become successful by faking until I get there. I could tell that you were real, and that's one of the things that you can discern when you're on that path. And I know you have a lot of time that, you know, you're taking care of your own business. And once again, I'm thanking you for coming on to our show and, you know, spreading this knowledge and this hope and telling people that, you know, you can make it. You just have to find what's yours, what's good about you, and go for it regardless of what others are saying. You're listening to Eve Stewart, and she is definitely going to give all of us great advice and hopefully for months to come.
Okay, Eve, well, let's talk about then some of the mistakes that would keep people from moving ahead. What are some of the key mistakes that people can make that is going to prevent them or at least slow up their advancement?
A lack of time management skills. The thing that people will run into a lot is they'll say, well, you know, I want to step out, I want to start a business, I want to do some things, but I don't have the time. And what I tell individuals is you have the time. You just have to figure it out. I don't know about everybody, but I know when I worked a typical job and I was on the clock for 8 hours, I didn't work for 8 hours. You know, I would sit at the desk and make some phone calls, search the internet, you know, things like that. And I share that with people, and I say, if you want to figure out if you have time, jot down what you do for a week. Monitor yourself for an entire week, hour for hour, just what you're doing during that time. And you'll start to see that all that time that you really think you're working, you're not working. So now that's giving you some more time that you can use towards something else that you want to do. You don't have
I think
to
that's
think
awesome that. Advice.
Because I tell people all the time, I think that is awesome advice, because I think I tell people all the time about how time is a resource and we need to spend it wisely, because once you spend it, you can't get it back. So I think that is awesome for people to look at how they're really spending their time and if they're using it in order to help them advance. I think that's awesome advice.
Great. And once you figure out your time, now let's say that you have 10 hours a week that you can devote towards what you're going to do. Now break that time down to specifically what you're going to do. Whether you have a home business or a traditional business, and I really want to speak on home business, treat your business as a business. The mistake that people make is that because they're building a business from home, you know, when they're supposed to be working, they're watching TV or they're in the refrigerator. They're on the phone talking to their friends. If you've devoted 10 hours a week, and let's just say that you're going to devote 2 hours every single night from 6 to 8, then that needs to be your office hours. So your friends and family members need to know from 6 to 8 o'clock p.m., do not disturb me. This is when I'm dealing with my business. So unless you have something that deals with my business, let's not discuss it. And what you'll be amazed is that when you respect your time, everyone else will respect your time.
And that's pretty funny, because some of us have friends and families where we tell them, don't call us from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. And after 12, I'm not accepting calls.
That is so true.
I think that's outstanding, though. Like you said, it's to make sure that you have the mindset that this is a business venture for me.
Right. That is definitely.
So what are some of the other key mistakes that people may make? The one you said is time management, lack of time management.
Another one is not becoming a student of their new trade. You have to become a student. It goes with the saying, who you are is a direct reflection of what's in your bank account. So if you want to earn more, you need to learn more. And case in point is whatever industry you go into, invest in the materials, the training, the books, so that you can become a sponge and become a wealth of knowledge in that industry. You know, just because you're an engineer and you're trying to learn about telecom or you're trying to learn about direct sales, your experience as an engineer, that's great. You are an engineer, but you need to allow the experts in your new field to teach you what you need to know, so therefore you can be an expert in that field as well. See, a lot of times people think, you know, oh, I invest in a home-based business. I spent a couple $100 or a couple $1,000, and that's it. And they think that by default, you know, their business is going to be successful. No. The first thing you have to do is you got to learn how to run a business. You have to grow into the person that you need to become in order to attract the type of income and the type of people that you're going to align yourself with. So you have to continuously learn, invest in yourself. I tell people, if you do not have the money, I know something that you can get for free, and it's called a library card. And they have plenty of good business books there that you can take out and utilize.
You're right about that. And they can use the biggest library in the world if they have a computer with internet access.
There you go.
And most libraries nowadays, they have internet access too. So like you say, even if they don't have it at home, that's still a tool that's available to them. They can go to the public library and make sure that they're getting the information that they need. And I think so too. Go ahead, Vic.
Oh no, that's okay. I'm listening.
Are you sure, Mr. Big?
I have to soak it all in, because here on Think Big Radio, we teach as well as learn.
Excellent. And I also am a business owner, but I'm taking in key nuggets, Eve, of what you're saying as far as even along the way. I think sometimes people think that once you reach a certain level of success that you just appeared out of nowhere, that you didn't have to go through any type of struggles or challenges in order to get there. So as you continue to grow, are there any expansion that you see for your business?
Absolutely.
Or any goals that you have that you're reaching for?
Yes. I live by a philosophy that once you become successful, you're morally and ethically obligated to teach as many people as you possibly can how to become successful in their own right. So Believe it or not, I went from being the shy person that you could not have gotten in front of a room to talk to people about anything, and to now venturing off. I do a lot of free workshops here in the Texas market for individuals on building successful home-based businesses. I started doing professional speaking. You know, I just want to be able to touch as many lives and inspire as many people as possible, and to let people know I am just like you. You know, when we think of people who have become successful, you know, we look at the Oprah Winfrey's and the Bill Gates and the Donald Trump, and we're like, wow, they're so up there. But there's so many people out here that we may be living right next to and don't even know what they've been able to do and the accomplishments that they've made, and they're looking to mentor people. See, I offer, and see, just like you guys asked me to give my contact information, I challenge anyone that's listening, if you truly want to build a successful home-based business and you're looking for a mentor, contact me. Because now I've taken that one excuse away from you that no one wants to help you. You can never say no one wanted to help you because I've given you my contact information.
Wow.
And now's a good time. Go ahead and let them hear it one more time so that way they will know exactly where to contact you.
Once again, my phone number is 832-236-4521. You can reach me on my email, which is the letter Y, Stewart, Y-R Stewart. Look, I'm forgetting my own email. Y-R Stewart, Stewart, @gmail.com. Or you can go to my website, www.ystewart.info.
Awesome. I think that more or less, and listeners, if you are very interested and the first step, this can be your first step. A lot of times people say, I don't know where to start. Well, here is an awesome place to start. Someone that has more or less started from the ground up and is continuing to keep higher goals in mind for herself. So this can be your first start to contact Ms. Ease Rose Stewart and get the information that you need in order for you to start your own business. Big, is there anything that you wanted to ask or say?
I am just, as always, marveling at how all of our big thinkers seem to touch on different things within themselves that is within all of us if we just grasp those things and move ahead with destroying that fear. One of the things that I also like that she commented on, which is very important, is time management. And not only time management, you know, using X amount of time for you to build your business and not be bothered, but also a little bit of money management, because even though you can start a business from scratch, that scratch is still a drop in the bucket of change. So every time you get paid, take a small percentage and invest it in your business, whether it's a book, one of the new tools, a monthly subscription. You know, these small things help you grow into the person that you need to become. Mrs. Stewart has clearly shown that in her growth, and not only that, her background before she even, you know, struck out on her own. So those are the types of things that we want our listeners who are maybe not on that level and trying to get there to take a look at that. Sometimes it may be a long, hard road, but it is very sweet when you reach the end of that road, as sweet as honey.
Absolutely.
Okay. And how long have you been in business, Eve?
8 years.
And so are you helping other – how many people, have you said in your area, people that are contacting you, are they normally local or are they contacting you from other areas of the country also?
All over the world. All over the world. As a matter of fact, I just recently got an email from someone in the Bahamas that contacted me saying that they came across me on the Internet and wanted me to share some advice with them, so I'm scheduled to give them a call tomorrow. I have no boundaries because I feel that, you know, the knowledge and the expertise that you have has no boundaries. You need to be able to touch as many lives, as I said, as you possibly can. I have a lot of people here locally that I work with, definitely a lot of people in my hometown of Chicago, but I span through all 50 states.
That is awesome. And if I can ask, more or less as far as, I guess, in the next 5 years, where do you see yourself taking your business?
Where do I see myself taking my business? Within the next 5 years, I will be a brand. I want to be able to brand Eve Stewart. I want to work on an entrepreneurship program for minorities where we will actually give grants to individuals to help them start businesses. In addition, I want to open a youth sports center for non-traditional sports outside of football and basketball. That's because I ran track. I want to do the non-glorified sports as a relief option for youth, as well as just continue to inspire individuals. And no more kids.
No more, are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure within the next 5 years. But that's really, those are my two biggest goals. And I want to open an organization called MCB Enterprises. And those are my mother's deceased now, but those are her initials. And I want to open a business which is dedicated to, one thing that I noticed when my parents passed was that there's no system in place for individuals. It's sad to say, but our parents try to hide stuff. Why would you want to hide insurance information? I have no idea. I guess it's kind of like taboo. If I give you all the insurance information, I may die tomorrow type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to put a database in place that will allow individuals that as they purchase insurance that they can register their name and these insurance policies. And even if years down the line they lapse, God forbid when the person's time passes and the family is trying to pull everything together and they don't know where to start, they can contact this agency and they can give them, you know, some grassroots and some foundation to assist them through the insurance policy, because when we think about it, insurance companies are not going to call you and say, your mom and dad had a policy, we're going to give you that $100,000.
Wow, so it sounds like that you're interested in really not just helping people through your business venture, but there's some other ventures as well, and I think that that is so remarkable. And I think especially the thing that really kind of stuck with me is reaching out to the youth and being able to really encourage some things in the youth. And what advice would you give parents? Because a lot of times, I think about that scripture about training your child up in the way that they should go. And a lot of times people take that to mean just spiritual. But then, too, a lot of people miss that that's including their gifts and their talents and their interests. And I think we can start developing those things young in kids if they want to be entrepreneurs. Because I remember as a kid looking at my parents, and they both were factory workers or what people would call blue-collar workers, I remember thinking, I can't see myself working somewhere for 30, 40 years and retiring. But I really didn't have anyone other than my grandfather that really kind of pushed me to be an entrepreneur. So what type, I guess, advice would you give to parents in order to help kids develop their interests, even if it is in becoming business owners?
What I would encourage parents to do is as you work on you, the same books that you're reading, they have those books for kids. You know, that's a great way that, let's say that you're reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and you have the child's version for your children, and now you guys can have a dialogue on it. They have board games that talk about this, free workshops that go on all the time. Take your children. You know, it goes with the same thing with our children are going to do what we do, not what we say. So you can't tell your children, oh, you need to be the best that you can be, but then they're seeing you eating bonbons, watching reality TV all day. Because they're going to be like, well, you know, what is that doing? You know, encourage your children, you know, but encourage yourself at the same time. You'll be amazed at how your kids will push you. My oldest son, he's 3. And whenever he sees me grab my laptop and my briefcase, he was like, Mommy, you going to work? Because he knows the briefcase and the laptop means mom's getting ready to do a business presentation. You know, but he sees it, and your kids have to see that. And, you know, you just got to instill those values with them. You know, the same time, these video games, you know, stop with the video games. Stop with, you know, all the music being played. Take 30 minutes to an hour a day just to dream and have goals with your kids. And put something together, and you guys can work on that. And you'll be amazed at the skills and talents that are going to be drawn from them as well as your own.
Now, that's big thinking.
That is awesome. More or less to view that time you're spending with your kids as an investment in their future as well as in yourself. And so I think that that is awesome, Eve. So is there anyone else, as we close, and I hate to get to this part, but as we close, is there anyone that you would like to thank?
I would love to thank my loving husband, Larry, for being my support system and my rock
Larry.
And being there for me. What did you say?
I said, hey, Larry.
my children, my parents, for being there for me day one, that whether my goals and dreams may have been off the wall, they never discouraged it. They just told me to go for it. Who knows what they said behind closed doors, but in my face, they told me go for it. I can make it happen. To my mentors, Steve and Pastor Carter, to my friends, my family members, my business associates, to all the individuals that who I've been able to impact directly and indirectly, but more importantly, to thank you guys for allowing me this platform to just take a couple minutes out of my life to share my vision, my passion, and my goals with so many people. And with that, in closing, I just want individuals to know it's just a quote that I heard very early on, and I leave it on my voicemail. You know, it's not that we in life that we aim high and we fail, it's that we aim low and we succeed. So shoot for the stars, because even if you fall short, you'll come down with stardust.
That is awesome, Eve. And thank you so much for sharing more or less your success with us, as well as challenging all of us as big thinkers to never stop reaching for our goals. You have been listening to Eve Rose Stewart. You can contact her at 832-236-4521 or visit her website at www.ystewart.com. Thanks again, Eve. And you are listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Thanks, everyone, and good night.
Good night. Blog Talk Radio.